We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I am officially at the age where, when I go outside at night now, I will wear long sleeves and long pants even if it's 95 degrees.
What? Because of mosquito bites?
Yeah,
because
I can't get eaten up anymore.
Just put bug spray on.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean doesn't work?
I mean, bug spray does not work.
I mean, it might not be 100%,
but it definitely works. Is the biggest lie ever. It does not work.
It's a conspiracy, man!
You're claiming the entire
bug spray industry yes.
is false.
I'm saying to you that I am immune to bug spray. Doesn't work.
The tiki torches or scams. Might as well be all these lessons you're trying to get sold for golf on Instagram. All these training tools. Bug spray. Lie.
They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Shout out Fillmore there.
Fillmore?
Fillmore, yeah. Shout out Fillmore. You don't know Fillmore?
No.
Oh, man, look at you.
No, should I?
How many times have you watched Cars?
Is it
50?
My little cousin was obsessed with it when he was a little kid, but it's been 10 years, 12 years, 15 years.
That's Fillmore. That's George Carlin as the hippie love van.
Okay.
Right? I'll go with it.
I only remember Lightning McQueen, Mater, and what was the blue car? The winner. He won all the time before Lightning McQueen.
The King?
The King.
Yeah.
It was just the King?
They call him the King.
Doc.
Doc's a different car.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad I got one of the names.
Doc's the Hudson Hornet.
Oh, okay, yeah,
everybody knows
the
Hudson Hornet.
Yep, okay.
You didn't forget Chick Hicks?
No, that's the mustache car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sally is the, okay, I'm it's coming back to me
Sarge,
now.
Red.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just the King. Strip Weathers.
Strip Weathers.
Who was voiced by Richard Petty, apparently. I did not know that.
Yep.
Cars. Don't I need to rewatch it? It was a great kids movie.
There's an underrated...
I loved it when I was,
There's an underrated line in that movie where the King wins the race. Maybe it's the very first race. And the King's wife comes over to say, congratulations on your win. And he goes, yeah, man.
Yeah.
To his wife. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh. All right.
I would say Cars was probably my Michael Jordan last dance with cartoons and animated movies,
uh-oh,
animated films.
You're about to have the worst take I've ever heard, aren't you?
Like, as the, being like, oh, I'm a kid, this movie is out, I've got mom, dad, can we go? I got to go see it.
Okay.
Because I'm 10 when Cars comes out.
Okay.
So, like, I'm still right in the cartoon phase, I would say.
So how's that the Michael Jordan Last Dance?
Because I don't remember watching any of these after. Any of the Disney Pixar movies after that. Cars would be the last one that would say, that's my childhood.
Oh, you're missing out. I mean, I watched these in adulthood.
I've watched a couple in adulthood more recently. Like, what's the one with all the feelings in
Inside Out?
Inside Out. That's great.
Those are great.
Those are great.
You've never seen Encanto?
I did. Me and my wife did this in the last couple years. All these that we didn't see, let's go back and watch them. So I saw Encanto for the first time, in the last year or two.
Okay. Moana.
Brave for the first time. Moana for the first time. Yep.
All right.
Ran through all those.
Cars.
They were good. Yeah, they were
Cars
good.
Cars is great.
Cars is great.
Cars is great.
But there's like five of them now, isn't there?
There's three of them. The second one we don't talk about, and the third one is fine.
Second one because it wasn't good?
Yeah. The second one
it
is
stunk?
The second one's a mess.
Wow.
The second one of all, I don't know.
How could you possibly screw it up?
They did.
They
Racing
did?
Racing with spies.
Racing with spies and gunshots.
Sounds awesome.
It starts out with guns and gunshots, and you're just like... Yeah, all of a sudden the cars shoot each other and shoot at each other, and Michael Caine needs to be in it. Yeah, Cars 2.
Michael Caine is in it.
Yes, Michael Caine.
They try to turn it into The Dark Knight?
Kind. I mean, it's an international... It's bad. Very bad. It should be the universal worst sequel.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. Cars 2.
I mean...
We watched it. We started it one time, and we're like, nope.
I mean, Iron Man 2 is a disaster of a movie. So it could. I would want to put that in the running. They rushed that one out. They didn't expect the first one to be as popular as it was. Like, guys, we've got to get a second one out.
I've got no memory of Iron Man 2.
That's good. It was a nightmare.
Look up worst sequels.
Anchorman 2 was a disaster.
Blues Brothers 2000 was one that I loved the original, and then that movie I wanted to cry after watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's a Speed 2 I'm learning where they're on a boat. That's probably bad. I'd not see that.
Okay.
Too early for the new Space Jam?
I mean, is that a sequel though, or is that a remake? That's
like a reboot.
That might be reboot and sequel might be a little bit of a, if it qualifies, then I would put it in there.
Dumb and Dumberer.
Oh,
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. I didn't see it
with the same actors.
Yeah, I don't know if I think I don't know.
It's Jim Carrey and Dumb and
Yes.
It's called Dumb and Dumber.
It's the two of them again, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of this.
Can't capture that magic again.
No. Movies blow now.
Yeah, movies are there's lots of good movies, but
yeah,
when it comes to sequels, Cars 2.
I'm sure there's some good sequels out.
Moana 2, we walked out. My son and I did. My daughter and my wife stayed.
Walked out.
Yeah,
because the movie was bad.
Well, I didn't think it was all that good. He was scared by a scene. He's like, I want to get out of here. I was like, all right, it's fine. Sounds great.
We're good to go.
I was losing interest. We went out for ice cream instead.
How was the Jaws sequel? We've done this before. Right?
Well, there are also four
of
them.
The shark eats a person, and then we're hunting down the shark, and then that's the story, right?
Jaws 2 is called Jaws the Revenge.
So, as in the shark gets the revenge?
Presumably, yeah.
Doesn't the shark, spoiler alert for a movie that was 50 years ago, doesn't Jaws die at the end of the first episode, the first
whichever
movie?
One has the underwater park is a good one. I'm going with that one's good for Jaws.
Okay.
I don't.
Let's see. Good or bad sequel? Caddyshack 2?
Bad.
Grease 2?
I don't know.
Son of the Mask?
Probably terrible.
Probably.
Godfather 2? Zoolander 2? I know there was a Zoolander 2. Legally Blonde 2? Somehow is in this list.
It's tough.
Maybe they're all bad.
They're not all bad, but it's mostly bad. There's the occasional
Die Hard 2.
The second one is better than the first because you didn't maybe even know about the first one. I would go with that.
Oh.
You go Lethal Weapon 2, Terminator 2.
The Dark Knight is a great sequel.
The Dark Knight's a great sequel.
That's probably the best one.
All time best one.
It's going to be tough to top for number one. Empire Strikes Back.
That's great.
Ooh.
Aliens.
I do feel like a sequel that's part of 10 movies isn't quite the same. Like, Star Wars made 100 movies. The second one was, it's part of a larger story.
Well, did George Lucas know back then that he was going to have that many films?
No.
Did he know he was going to have three?
Probably, yes. He knew he was going to have three. He didn't know that 30 years later he would make three more and a generation would somehow think they were good.
Right.
That would be your generation.
My generation. That
those three are good.
Fantastic. They're fantastic movies.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he did know that. That's why I put him out. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm wearing an Arsenal jersey, and I will be for every day for the next 4 days to celebrate A, the start of the Premier League season, and B, the effort to convince Owen to pick Arsenal as his favorite team.
You're working against yourself. And look at these brash Arsenal fans over here.
I did.
They won nothing last year, and they're parading around like they won the title.
Those are pretty sweet. I saw Jeremy walking with that this morning. Uh-huh. I did get a long message from a close friend of mine who is also a Liverpool fan, Joe.
Interesting.
With lots of pictures and a lot of very convincing material. So,
yeah. It was terrible. You
know, the battle is on.
Listen, I would even say, though, as a Liverpool fan, I would not even try to convince you to be a Liverpool fan because they just won.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then, right. I just know going in, it's how do I convince somebody, hey, you should be a fan of this team that just won the championship 3 months ago?
I think there's a good...
It's a tough sell.
There's a good Bills comparison here, and that is simply this. Because when's the last time you heard the word bandwagon? The Bills have been good.
It's been a minute.
They've been so good for so long, yeah. You can't even really accuse anybody. I don't even hear anybody accusing anyone of being on the bandwagon. Is it maybe
like on the Bills bandwagon?
Yeah.
Thing?
When's the last time you heard someone say, like, oh, these bandwagon fans? Because they've been awesome for 67 years.
Yeah.
And let's apply this same question that Owen is wrestling with about, like, he's going to decide to pick a Premier League team. If you had someone, I'm ready to watch the NFL, who should I pick? Are you allowed to pick the Bills? Are they too close?
No, they haven't won.
They haven't won.
Yeah, I think
so. It's okay if they haven't won.
Yes, I think if they've never won it. Especially if they've never won it. But
I don't want a good... I mean, never is...
No, like, I would empathize with a fan base that's never won a title before. Like, why did I root for Cleveland to beat the Warriors in the finals? Because they had never won one before.
Right, but a fan base that's never won a title. Have the Colts won a title? Yes.
Sure.
Has their fan base won a title? Was anybody alive?
I mean, it was 18 years ago.
Sorry, I forgot about that one. I was going all the way back to Super Bowl V.
Okay.
The point is...
Oh, so like the Jets, for instance.
Sure, the Jets. Yeah, they have one. Like,
right.
Come on.
No, like, I would naturally, like, as time goes, like, oh, you haven't won in 60 years? Like, okay, like, to me, that's almost the same. But if you won 10, 15 years ago, then, you know, it's going to be a little harder for me. Why did I root for the Lions in past, like, NFC championships? Because there's a 70-year-old season ticket holder who saw one playoff game in his life.
Right. So that would separate the Bills and the Ravens, because the Bills and Ravens are about the same team right now, living the same life.
Yes.
And the Ravens have Super Bowls.
They have two. I would if I were picking a team right now in the middle of nowhere America that's got no team, I would pick the Bills over the Ravens. And that would be part of it. The only thing might be who I like watching more between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
That's probably who it comes down to for
that
a lot of people.
Probably is the first thing, but
which
if it's close at all, I'm probably picking the team that has never won it before versus the other team that's won it twice.
Yeah. The Lions here, a popular pick if you're going with the haven't won anything route, because they haven't won anything.
No,
and
nothing.
And that includes, like, not a lot of playoff games in 50 years. So that's a team that's not won a lot.
That's right.
I wonder about the Bills. You know, they've probably picked up fans internationally around the world, Australia, Italy.
Yeah.
As, the NFL tries to globalize and all that, and they've been on TV a lot. The number one way to gain fans in any sport is to get on television. That's how the Braves became a mega team in the 90s. They were on television.
They're on TBS.
They're on TBS. I had a television that had a dial, click, 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 click the dial, and it got Channel 4, which is where the Braves were when I was 12.
Yeah.
So it sounds terrible to say, but I feel like it's not that unusual. If you were of a certain age and the team you watched went to a channel that your TV didn't get, you just became a fan of a different team. That was me. I grew up watching the Mets first.
Mm-hmm.
Mets are on channel 7, WWOR.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cable channel shuffles stuff, and I don't get the Mets anymore, and now I get the Braves. And what did I do?
You start watching the Braves?
I became a Braves fan.
Wow.
Because that's the team I can get. You couldn't sign up for Paramount Plus. You know, it's 1991.
Uh-huh.
And the Braves got good, and they were on every night. And not a lot of teams were on every night. It might have been them and the Yankees. Maybe the Cubs. WSTN, WPIX, I don't know, old timers.
Were the Pirates on or something?
The Pirates were not on. No. I mean, all this is happening in the Syracuse area, so that's where I grew
right,
up.
Right.
So
when is that change happening for you? Then Mets are no longer on TV?
From Mets to Braves?
Yeah.
Mets went from Channel 7 to wherever they went. I just know I didn't get it.
Like, but there wasn't enough time in your childhood to build up enough where, like, I can't change now. I'm a Mets fan. Because, like, if you're 12, 13, maybe. 14,
I live in
15
Syracuse,
years old.
New York.
Yeah.
Close. I live in the middle of New York State. I actually went to a Mets game when I might have been 10.
Yep.
But they're not on TV anymore. If you could not...
How are you going to follow? You're listening on the radio.
If you could not see the Bills... I know, imagine that, right? You can't imagine that in today's media landscape.
No,
all of a sudden, you can't see them. And you can't get their radio games. What do you guys, you're like, wait for the paper every day? Like, the team I like won. I guess that's how generations did do that. But if there's a team available to you on your television, you start watching that team. Especially if you just like baseball. If you like baseball, this might be something for not football, not hockey, but how are there so many Yankee fans here? Is it because they were on television?
Oh, sure.
And their moms or dads watch the Yankees. And why was that? Because they were on TV? Why is Notre Dame popular? They're on TV.
They're on TV.
That's it. Notre Dame's got a national fan base. How'd they get it? Because their games were on Sundays, Saturdays on NBC.
So I'd like to believe then is that all those Yankees, Lakers, Notre Dame, Cowboy fans, those are it's being evened out a little bit, maybe more these days because now you can see anybody you want.
Yes, I think that's probably right. That the era of pick who the TV picks for me has at least
this guy, it's like
has
over.
Been balanced.
Yeah,
I think
now if anything, like some of those teams, maybe this is how I'm geared. I don't know if everybody's geared this way. Is the Cowboys are on again? I hate them. They're the worst. They're not deserving. They're on national television, like you know, every other week.
Yeah. Well. So are the Bills.
That can go the other way.
So are the Bills.
That's right.
So are the Chiefs.
But Eagles. The Bills, it does feel more like they've earned it more.
Oh, for sure.
Like they are exciting to watch. They are constantly a Super Bowl contender in the last 6-7 years. Whereas like a Dallas example or Chicago has been this forever. It just feels like you're just putting this team on because of the market size. And networks are going to do that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it now because I've got a mid-football team in front of my face because you got to put them on every other week. And the Bills are the opposite of that. The Bills are, right, like if a kid is becoming a fan of whatever team, I can't, especially the last couple years, I can't imagine not picking the Ravens or the Bills. Right? These two quarterbacks are they not the two most, is it arguable they're the two most exciting quarterbacks to ever watch play football because of the combination of running and the way they throw the ball? Like, exciting is not the best, right? Like, you know, the running part of it, the athleticism part of it is being baked in a lot here. But, like, when I grew up, when Michael Vick is on the Falcons, everybody that was my age loved Michael Vick because he was exciting, because he was the fastest person on the field. And I have to imagine kids now are doing that with Allen and Jackson.
Yeah, I think so.
More than they're doing it with Mahomes.
Then again, Mahomes wins, and, you know, that's exciting.
Yeah, but then you're a bandwagoner.
There's a couple quotes here from Tom Brady, who is speaking with Joel Klatt on the Joel Klatt Show.
On Fox.
Makes sense, Joel Klatt's there. Did you see the comments?
No.
It's about Mahomes, Brady. He just got a statue, Mahomes. Or, sorry, Brady did. Mahomes probably will. But Brady's got a statue, and there are some quotes in here that you decide if they are nothing or if you could get Tom Brady, you know, at a bar with a beer, what he would say about it. He's asked about the quarterbacks in the league. He's a minority owner of the Raiders, by the way, and making comments about Mahomes. Like, is that allowed? Anyway, are there any quarterbacks he respects for how they go about their business? Remind him of himself. Brady said, Mahomes.
Okay.
Only Mahomes. And what he said was, everyone wants to win, but what are the habits and the daily habits and the actionable things you need to do every day to put your team in a position to win? Patrick Mahomes, to me, is the one that does that the most often because who he is, obviously his physical talent, how he understands what he needs to do offensively, brings a consistent winning attitude to work every single day. In the biggest moments, you can depend on him. There's other guys that are still developing. They need to prove it before, in my mind, I can say he's done it. That's not my saying much. They've all shown flashes of amazing things. They're all great players. All of them can make tremendous plays. At some point, they need to take the next step and take, in my mind, more ownership of what they're doing in terms of the organizational level, to do more things to empower more people, to get more people on that train or that bus with you to head in the direction you want to go. Only Mahomes.
Hmm.
Is that just because he won?
That's really how it feels. Like, what does he do differently? Habits and whatnot that he's talking about that
Lamar,
he's saying
or
Lamar
Allen
or Josh don't do. Like, one thing I thought of immediately, you know, not to criticize Mahomes for this, but what did Brady do throughout his entire career? He had a nuts nutrition plan, right? Like, where he wouldn't eat a strawberry, you know, didn't have a beer for 15 years. Like, he was crazy about his nutrition. And do people just know Patrick Mahomes has, like, a weird ketchup obsession? You know this?
I did not know this.
He eats ketchup sandwiches. He puts it on mac and cheese and steak, like, all over. Like, he's got – I'm not saying he's a problem for this, but I've seen him talk about, like, going to Whataburger and stuff. So, again, like, he's fine. It's working. But I would think Brady, of all people, would be like, that's not how I did it.
He goes on. He says more. The quarterback's, in many ways, the CEO of the team.
Yeah.
You have to have the ability and the belief from the entire team, offensively, defensively, and how you act every day matters to all three phases of the game.
Yeah.
You don't just punch the clock. You don't just punch the clock. I did my job. I threw 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning? What are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I used to do game plans. I used to walk in and say, here's the things we're doing. I used to walk in and do my own walkthroughs. I used to say, all right, guys, I don't give a bleep if the coaches want to come. We're doing our own walkthrough.
See, now that is something. I don't know. Is Mahomes like that? Do people think Mahomes is like what Brady just described there? Because that is something that I wonder about Allen, if he is that way at all. Brady very much, especially at the end, became all of what that just sounded like. Like, I'm running the show here, and this is what we're doing game plan wise. And hey, you should go trade for this guy. And why does Antonio Brown go to the Patriots for 2 weeks? Because Brady wanted him. Like, you got to go get this guy. I need this type of receiver. There's a lot of that with Brady. And I don't know what Allen is like in that department these days. Like, Allen comes off as usually like one of the guys. And, you know, 1/11th, he'll talk that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves that up to the coaches and the personnel department. I do also have, you know, feeling like Kincaid and Coleman were Allen picks to some degree. So there's that. But I don't know that he's got his hands on. Do you feel like Allen's got his hands on the operation the way Brady would make it seem that he did at the end?
I don't know.
Because I don't feel that way. The way Rodgers did in Green Bay or with the Jets too.
I feel like there's a way to ask this about Allen without, again, like, I don't want to sound like we're coming for him, but I had a conversation maybe at camp, after camp. The McDermott and the Bean conversation, people sometimes want to know, like, oh, if it doesn't work, what will change? You and I were joking yesterday. Seth Walder predicts the Bills to win the Super Bowl in 2027. And I said, do they have the same coach? Do they have the same front office?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, maybe not. Whatever. These are just, you know, random predictions. I guess the question I would ask if I'm out, you know, asking people about Allen is, do you want him to have it in him to say we need to make a change, like, at the top? Do you want that in him at all? Because I don't know that it is. Would he ever go to someone and say, McDermott's not going to get it done? Sometimes people want to talk about how the Bills could change their coach, and that's always entertained as well. I mean, if the franchise quarterback says something in an NFL franchise, that usually lands. And I don't know that Allen has that pitch, and I don't know that anybody wants him to. I'm sure there are some. It's probably a confirm your prior situation, right? If you want a new coach, you hope Allen is the one to say, this isn't good enough. And if you don't think there's a problem, you don't want that. And there's cautionary tales, of course, of quarterbacks that, you know, might have done that and not gotten away with it. But that's the only thing out of these Brady quotes about Mahomes that I think. And again, it's not like Mahomes has done that or has had to do that. He showed up with his coach and they won right away. And they're forever entrenched as all-time greats as a pair. So he never had to really do that.
No.
Not that Allen will have to, but to me that's like the elephant in the room conversation about this. Do you want him to have that trait?
Yeah, I think I do, even though I don't want him to use it yet. Is that fair to say? Like, yeah. I don't want him to use it right now. Like, I don't think there's a need for that yet. But I do want him to possess the ability to play that card if he needs to, because if they ever need to make a change or it's ever time to make a change, I don't know that anybody would make it other than him. Like, he would be the only way that it happens. I think without Allen going to the organization and saying, hey, I think it's time to make a change, I don't know that they would ever make a change. And I do not need them to fire either Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean or have any desire to see them do that right now. But I also don't believe they should get Josh Allen's entire career if they don't win. And I don't think anybody is able to make that call except for Josh Allen, because I don't believe ownership would do it. So I think it would have to come from the quarterback. So I want him to possess that ability, yes. Because he's the only one that it matters.
803-0550. If you have a thought on this, just kind of found our way there.
Yes, just like stumbled upon it.
Yeah. Coming up today, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic on the Bears. The Bills go to Chicago this week to practice with the Bears and play a game against the Bears. That'll be on Sunday night, Sunday, 8 o'clock. There are no preseason games until Friday. Huge mistake, NFL. I would have watched something last night. Told you. Would have watched a game. Didn't, though. Instead, we wait till Friday for more preseason action. And contract watch continues on like 4 or 5 big names in the NFL. It'd be different if it were only Cook, wouldn't it? But we have a handful of players that are going through
right,
this.
Right, there's still there's no update on Trey Hendrickson?
Nope.
Or anything?
Nothing on Hendrickson.
Parsons?
Cam Hayward, he entered the fray late.
Right.
Cam Hayward kind of started to do it the same way that Cook did, which is, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm holding out too. Holding in.
All right.
803-0550 if you want to join us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
so I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got,
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
That's it.
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Ah!
TS-12!
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the New Heights podcast with the Kelsey's drops their latest episode, and Taylor Swift will be on it.
Yes.
She's announced a new album, and she'll be on that podcast. I don't know if it happened in your house the same way it happened in my house, which was the Kelsey's teased a big guest.
Uh-huh.
And my wife laid all she laid this out to me, Zapruder film style, which is a dated reference. Maybe we need more modern references. Anyway, she showed me the clip out of the mystery guest, like really looked like it was going to be Taylor, and the color of the tweet and the announcement was the same color she left the stage with at the end of her show to say new the next era. Anyway, mm-hmm. the internet was sleuthing, mm-hmm. and the internet thought, and Swifties thought, Taylor Swift's going to be on that show. And then sure enough,
she was on that show.
They dropped the teaser that they're going to do that podcast. So Taylor Swift is on the podcast with the Kelsey's and dropping a new album. So there you go.
October, I think I saw.
I felt like I knew it ahead of time. My wife and all the others, the Swifties, they knew.
We had no idea. We don't listen to that podcast. Does she listen to that podcast?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Maybe. She might listen to Kylie Kelsey, Jason Kelsey's wife.
Okay.
Occasionally as well. So, there you go.
New Taylor
Swift. It'll be the most downloaded podcast in the history of podcasts. Right?
Ooh.
Most downloaded single episode ever.
I have no concept of what the record would be for that.
It's the MASH finale.
It's everything is always the MASH finale. How has the MASH finale never been beaten? Still to this day.
Oh, it has.
By sports, yeah.
So anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Have a couple calls here, and I want to get into Ray Davis for a second because I he's come in here. Sometimes you have questions. Somebody tell me about the differences in a kicker shoe. He really had to change shoes. You have to change shoes to kick.
Is it a soccer shoe, basically?
What's the difference?
That's a good question.
The laces on the shoe are kind of off to the side a little bit instead of on the top?
Okay.
I don't know. Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, good morning.
Jeremy, Joe, I love both of y'all. I enjoy this show. I love MSG. I love WGR to all the fans who listen to this radio station and who watch on TV. I love all of y'all. Let me get to it. Before I get there, though, you guys, I had two things to say. But since you talked about Taylor Swift, I'll take Halle Allen over her any day. That's one. Number two is, let me get right to it. Y'all was just talking about Patrick Mahomes. Y'all was talking about what Brady said. I'm going to say this. If Sean McDermott's defense, when it did what it was supposed to do, Josh Allen would have been in the same position or better than Patrick Mahomes. 13 seconds, whatever. Josh, every time Josh left the field, he won. The defense let him down. I'm going to put that on the side.
That's not true, though. That's definitely not true. Allen, the last two – listen, like, we don't have to do the whole – only one side is responsible. The last two times Josh has left the field, he's left the field after being down and not scoring. Like, he's not left the field the last two times with the win.
Okay, hold on. Now, just go back to what you just said. You said when Josh Allen left the field, I'm not talking about at the end of the game. I said by the score. He went and came back and he was winning. The defense didn't do their job to control the win, to continue to win the game. That's my point. Now, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I guess I just don't really understand. Well, if you really want to get to it, in this AFC Championship game this past season, the offense had the lead and the ball.
Right?
And the lead and the ball.
You're correct.
Turned it over on downs on that fourth and one.
Okay, but that was skeptical. But at the same time, somebody closed their eyes instead of catch the ball.
Listen, I'm not blaming
No. I respect what you're saying now. We were speaking about when you said to me, you said that's not correct. You said when Josh Allen left the field.
Yeah, he left the field trailing.
I was talking about the score. I was talking about the score. Every time Josh left the score, we might have been up one. With the exception of last year, that was the only time. Every time Josh had opportunity.
Let me ask it this way, Butch. Do you agree with the GM from after the season that you would take being down by three with the ball in Allen's hands at the end of the game?
Yes.
Okay, then in the last 2 years, the defense did its job. Because 2 years in a row, the defense has said, here you go, Josh. Here's the ball with down three with a few minutes to go. But to me, like that shouldn't be the bar for the defense, but that is, by saying that, you're kind of saying the defense did its job. You got Josh the ball with a chance to win the game.
I concur with that. You know, you're right. I concur with that. I am not going to fight you on that. I concur with you, Jay.
All right.
Thanks, Butch. That's why I think it's nuts to think that I would ever take being down. I know how good Josh Allen is because I think that implies the defense did its job, and nobody should think that. I don't think you should think the defense, well, maybe did its job is a different way to put it. I don't think they were good in either of the last two performances. But if you would take Allen with the ball down three, then your standard for the defense has been met.
Yep.
And that just feels weird to me.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there's a million different you would take. Would you take having a 1-point lead and the ball?
Yes.
Well, they did that.
They did. There were 13 minutes left on the clock.
Fourth quarter, 1-point lead.
They were also in their own territory. So if they've been moving the chains, like 13 minutes could have got down to 5, and if they score, then like it's game over.
Right. You could go chokehold there.
That's kind of like isn't it kind of like what the regular season game was? Were they up two?
They're up two, and then Allen runs for a touchdown and ices the game.
Right, and it doesn't even matter.
And it's over.
What's on the clock? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, anytime we do this, you make it sound like, I don't want it to sound like the offense, finger quotes, was to blame. But whatever. Going back to the Bean conversation, we've sat with Bean and Joe Brady, and one of them runs the offense and says the offense wasn't good enough. The other runs the team and says the defense wasn't good enough.
Right. So, I just think it would be a lot more defendable to say McDermott's got to go if the last two Chief playoff losses were similar to 13 seconds, where it was Josh left the field with the lead and didn't get back out there. But that's not what's happened. Josh has been out there with a chance to take the lead.
Or tie. And has not, well, the tie, the first, I mean, if, the first one's not on him, and Tyler Bass misses a kick.
If Allen, in a different universe, Allen had scored in each of those two instances, and then the Chiefs came down and answered to win the games, then, like, I mean, the pitchforks on McDermott and Bean maybe too would just be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one small defense he might have is, He had a chance. With my broken linebacker core and with Kyer Elam having to play the entire game, I still managed to get 17 the ball with a chance to win at the end. And it didn't happen. Not to Josh's fault, though. He got the ball to Kincaid's hands.
There's also one other avenue to get to this final answer, which is, and I've admitted to being here, where I'm so conditioned to expect nothing from the defense that I would take being down three with the ball because I don't think I'm going to get anything better. I've got another playoff loss where they lost by 17. And while there's a whole range of outcomes about how the season could end, you could lose by 17. They lost in the AFC Championship game in 2020 by multiple scores.
Yeah.
A game that was blown open early. They didn't have any answers for Mahomes in that game. The Bills might have been a little early to the party there, right? We don't think about that one as a missed opportunity, but they were up 9-0 on the road in Kansas City and then gave up 21 straight. So,
is that the biggest lead they've had?
9-0.
In a Chief playoff game?
Sure.
Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Sean, if you can stick on the phone, we'll get to your call right on the other side. I almost want to ask, like, it's funny, these questions. I'm aware of what it sounds like if the local show in town asks, how many more years you want to give McBean here? How many more years you want to give McDermott and Bean on August 12th? But we also do know that is a constant, you know, low hum that is always there. We just don't always talk about it. 803-0550. So if you want to talk about that today, you know, we're happy to have you. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, ahead of Hard Knocks, episode 2 tonight.
Yes, 9 o'clock, good. Right?
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting like a full James Cook episode.
Maybe we get some nuggets out of it. And we'll get you the latest on James Cook, if there's any more, throughout this show as well, here on WGR.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's forecast of it's going to be 90 degrees and not rain is brought to you by the sun. Maybe not 90. Real feel 89. All right. Tops out 8. Oh, wait. Never mind. Feels like, yeah, 90.
Yeah.
Hot again. My yard isn't just dry. This kind of weather is the kind of weather where the stuff that grows is different than grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what happened over there? It's a drought, and you've got these weeds that are a foot and a half tall that sprout up in 2 days because they're so drought hardy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and mowed yesterday, and I just like,
pfft. How far are we away from cactuses popping up in our yards?
That's right.
That's how it feels.
Yeah. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, we have a very exciting new development to introduce to you in a moment. Let's get to Sean in Lockport, though, because Sean waited through the break. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time, long time.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
I got an idea about how to make the preseason more enjoyable to fans.
Mm-hmm.
They do it backwards right now, where it's like anticlimactic, where like you start with the starters and then you go to the second string, and then by the time you know the second half starts, it's all the practice squad. And I think they do it backwards. I think you should start the game with the practice squad out there. And then when the fourth quarter comes, that's when you work in your starters. That way you get like a 2-minute drill with the first team. maybe you have a great comeback or something like that, and then everybody still gets the same amount of playing time.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that before.
No.
I thought Zach made a good point yesterday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show that the value of the preseason now might only be the accessibility for kids and young fans and families
yep.
that maybe can't go to these games. The fact that the attendance of that game on Saturday was so significant
mm-hmm.
spoke to me in that way. Like, my kids went, when are they going to go to the next game? The next preseason game? And then the next preseason game until they're
yeah.
7, 8?
Yeah, that's about the age, right?
But I don't want starters playing at all. That's the only problem with your plan, Sean. I don't want Ray Davis in the fourth quarter of that game. He's the second string running back. I don't want to see
no.
I don't want Josh Palmer out there in the fourth quarter. I wonder what trainers would say about that. Keeping, you know, you're warming up, you're staying loose, and then you sit for 3 hours and then play the last 30 minutes.
Mm.
But
what if we had, like, Josh Allen hitting home runs into the crowd during the breaks?
I mean, you just, the blue and red is the answer here. You want a two-minute drill? The blue and red does that. The blue
yeah.
and red's going to
yep.
they'll give you a practice. You'll get to see your starters. He's wearing a red jersey. That's the blue and red.
I mean, that's why the blue and red, attendance-wise, did as well as most preseason games do, right? 40,000 people.
That's a lot.
Maybe this last preseason game did better than that, but 40,000 beats most preseason
yeah,
games.
This last preseason game had to be 70,000 people. I mean, it was
wow.
absolutely full.
Yeah.
I don't know if there were empty seats I couldn't see, but it was absolutely loaded. Thank you for the phone call, Sean. 803-0550. If you're watching us, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, of course, where you watch us do a radio show. And we now have new cameras. For the other two individuals that are here.
We do. Yes.
Josh and Owen have cameras
They have
now.
Their own cams. Yeah.
Are you excited?
We've made it.
You made
we,
it.
Yeah,
we're,
we made
we're
it
here.
To the big stage. We're back.
You can
now
see,
you can see our other two beautiful studios.
yeah.
Now you can see two more people that wake up before the sun and come in here and put on hats.
Yeah.
Like, we're quad boxing this.
Quad box.
Wow.
Got it going.
Look at this quad box.
We need something on the wall behind you, Owen.
I know. Like, it actually really made me think about how bland my little box in here is.
You have mm-hmm. the most potential to decorate, too.
I know. I got these.
You have like the most wall space.
Begging for it. These you know, tack walls that I've got
there's,
in here.
There's only one answer. I think what you should get is the... you buy it like at the sporting goods store, the hockey goalie that goes in the net. You just,
oh,
put,
yes.
just put that up.
The shooter tutor.
Like yes, the shooter tutor, yes. I think that's
Absolutely.
The only correct answer is to put the shooter tutor behind you.
I thought you were going to tell me to put up some Arsenal shrine.
Oh, well, I mean, you could do that, too.
I'm putting up a flag of whatever team he ends up picking this
that's
week.
That's exactly what I'm
oh,
going to do.
Oh, wow, yeah.
A scarf. Because
yep.
that's like the big thing over
the
there,
scarves,
right?
The scarves, yeah.
The scarf, the shooter tutor.
Mm-hmm.
I did send you guys
a picture
of
We could
of
put
a,
our own scarves of our teams behind all of us. That's an idea.
It seems a little bit like
That's too much?
It's a little overkill, I think. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could
it's
put
like
behind
the
us.
The house divided flags, if you ever see those. It's like basically that.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, they're there. There's Owen. There's Josh.
Yep.
All
What's
right.
up? What's up, bullpen?
Quad boxing it. What's up? And, I mean, the presentation on this is just off the charts. You got to subscribe and watch on YouTube because the ribbons separating us on the quad box that say Odyssey
very official
and the red and
like
black
that?
Kind of gradient, oh, it's very nice.
Very official.
Very like nice. That. All right. I'll get trivia or something. So something where we can all contribute to this segment because now that we have four cameras, like, here we are. What's up there? Is that a...
Yeah, I'm what, trying to figure. There's a towel
the,
up there.
It's a towel from the blue and red.
Well, here goes
no,
my.
That's,
here goes my mic. But
that's from last season.
That
isn't
is
it?
The towel we got at the end of last season. that's got Billy Buffalo planted on there, some chicken wings.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Ticketmaster.
I didn't know what "there goes my mic" meant until I watched it on on the 3 second delay. Right. His microphone fall from the
Let's
sky.
Go ahead and make a GIF times. Of that and be like day one with the quad box. Is
Every
the
once in a while, we'll be talking and then all of a sudden I hear this loud noise and he just drops his mic.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes these just come like unscrewed on their own. All right. 803-0550 on the Bills Tuesday. August 12th?
I don't know
what day is it.
It is. August 12th.
Hard Knocks.
Fantasy football season is upon us, too. It's the Fantasy Marathon this week on ESPN.
All right. I'm into that.
You got to have a draft this weekend, right?
James Cook, RB13.
Everyone get a draft this weekend.
I have a small James Cook fantasy football rant. It's a very small rant.
A rant about it?
Little small. I decide how mad I want to be about
All right.
it.
Mini rant.
Maybe I'll give that to you. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe and Josh and Owen and all joining you on the stream here. If you jump on the YouTube stream, subscribe, like, hang out, drop a comment, call in here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.